merchant bankers. This is the institution who gives you one-stop solution for your complex financial needs. They are the financial specialists who caters to big league of finance, specifically the business and wealthy individuals. What they do? Merchant bankers, what they do? They do the valuation. What valuation? Merchant bankers are certified by the SEBI. Okay, this is most important qualification for them to act as a merchant banker. This is a crucial for the various purposes, such as raising the funds from the private equity or venture capital, understanding the value of the company for the better negotiation and the fundraising, mergers, acquisitions, and other corporate restructuring activities. The valuation is very, very important. Getting valuation done by the registered merchant banker ensures the accuracy and regulatory compliance. They also do the financial consulting. They act as a trusted advisors, providing expert guidance on the range of financial needs of the person. This includes how to raise the funds, which is the best method and timing for raising the funds, and also the strategies for the company's growth. They advise. That is why they are the financial consultants also, merchant bankers. Merger and acquisition and the corporate restructuring process is also a part of their services, and they also offer a broader financial guidance and also the planning. Long-term funding. Merchant bankers can assist in securing the long-term financing through either equity funding or debt syndication. Okay, because company wants the funds and they are not approaching directly to the lenders. So merchant bankers, if they go, then they can organize the long-term funding also. They offer a range of options, including private equity, venture capital, direct investment from the family offices, raising capital through the public offering like IPO. Then in addition, they can also help to obtain both secured and unsecured loan to meet the company's financial requirement. Another type is intermediary. Other than merchant banker, there will be intermediary. The merchant bankers can act as an intermediary. Okay, and they are known as a matchmakers. Matchmakers in the financial words. So they connect the companies issuing the securities like stock with the investor and looking to buy them. Another role of merchant banker is IPO management or follow-up on offering portfolio. They are instrumental in managing the IPO and follow-on public offering, ensuring the compliance with the SEBI regulation and oversees entire process from prospectus preparation to the final share allotation. This is series of events happens, no? While IPO is brought into the market, there is a series of events, and these events are documented by these merchant bankers. Underwriting expertise also. Underwriters guaranteeing the buy of unsold shares to ensure your funding success also. While considering these scope of merchant bankers is always considered from the point of view of changing the policy of financial institution, growth of the new issue in the market, both domestic and foreign investors, which are establishing the business, leading to the surge in the public and the capital issue, financial engineering means new financial instruments are constantly being innovated in the market, and merchant banker helps by coming up with the new ways to deal in structuring with this financial restructuring or structuring. Disinvestment. This process is also made very easy by merchant bankers. To obtain the funds, companies may reduce some assets, and merchant banker assist in this process. Corporate restructuring is nothing but merchant banker, where merchant bankers can help the companies to review their strategies, structure and operations, resulting into the corporate restructuring. Debt market development also significant in the capital, when the capital is raised through the debt instrument, leading to the development of the debt market. Apart from merchant bankers, there will be an entity called credit rating agencies. A credit rating agency is the company who assesses the financial strength of the companies and government entities, especially their ability to meet the principal and the interest payment obligations on their debts. And this rating, which is assigned by the credit rating agencies, which is given to the debt, shows an agency's level of confidence that the borrower will honor its debt obligation or not. And for that purpose, the credit rating agency's services are very essential. Each credit rating agency uses its unique letter based on the score to indicate if the debt is low, debt has a low or very high default risk, then the financial and the financial stability of its issuer. That is, clearly it should be documented. Debt issue may be a sovereign, or it may be local, or it may be state government or special purpose institutions, companies or non-profit organizations also. This credit rating agency plays a very vital role. The role of these rating agencies in the capital market is also very important, because these agencies assess the credit risk of the specific debt securities and the borrower entities. In the bond market also, rating agency provides an independent evaluation of the credit worthiness of the debt securities, and which is issued by the government, or it may be that may be issued by the corporations also. The long bond issuers receives a rating from 2 to 3 big rating agencies. One rating agency's rating will not be considered. At least minimum 2 to 3 rating agencies must have been rated that company. Right? So the ratings are used in structured financial transactions, such as asset-backed securities, mortgage-backed securities, or collateral-backed securities or debt obligations. Rating agencies always focus on the type of pool which is underlying the security and proposed capital structure to rate the structured financial product. Rating agency's role is also for the sovereign borrower, those who are include sovereign borrowers include the national government, state government, municipalities, and also other sovereign support institutions. The sovereign rating given by the rating agencies show the sovereign ability to repay its debts. The rating helps the government from emerging and developing the countries to issue the bonds to the domestic and international investor. Government sells the bonds to obtain the finance from the government. And the Bretton Woods institutions such as the World Bank and International Monetary Fund, that is IMF. Now, investment bank. Investment bank also can be an advisor for the investors. An investment bank is a financial institution that assumes its role of an intermediary which elaborates the big ticket monetary transaction, high value transactions, you can say. It may be IPO, it may be merger and acquisition, it may be liquidation and even takeover also. Involvement of investment bank is very, very important. These entities also act as financial advisor or brokers for large institutional clients. Therefore, the investment banks helps the business to raise the funds via capital market by utilizing the facilities such as raising capital debt, acquiring equity capital, insuring the bonds, launching new products. These are the four types of facilities can be supported by the investment bank. Some of the leading investment banks include Avendus Capital, IDBI Capital, Edelweiss Financial Services, JM Financial Institution, and MAPE Security Capital Advisors. These are some of the known investment bankers. Auditing bodies. Auditor's role is very important as far as the financial market is concerned. There is a system of auditing or checking the records or activities and expressing its opinion on the company. This is the role of audit. Now, there are different kinds of audits. Special audit. When special audit comes, it is a social audit. Social audit means reviewing the official record and determine whether the state reported expenditure reflects the actual money spent on the ground or not. Civil society organization, that is CSO, non-government organization, that is NGOs, political representative, civil servant, collectively organizes the social audit to prevent mass corruption under the MGNREGA, that is Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act. After the social audit, there will be a statutory audit. The statutory audit refers to the audit which is based on the laws which are applicable to the entity of which they are undertaking the audit for the time being in force, and it is governed by the Indian Accounting Standard, that is India AS, and issued by the Institute of Chartered Accountant of India from time to time. A chartered accountant holding a certificate of the practice in India is qualified to be a statutory auditor. And this is as per the Convention of Companies Act 2013. Other audits are internal audit, government audit, environmental audit, logistic audit. Further entity is stock depositories. The stock depository is nothing but they are the provider of the facility in which something is deposited for the storage, or an institution that accepts the currency deposits from customers, such as a bank or savings association. A depository also can be organization, bank, or the institutions that hold the securities and assist in trading the securities also. This deposit audit or deposits placed in a depository must be returned to the same condition upon request. The depository provides the security and liquidity in the market. They use money deposited for the safekeeping to lend to the others. They invest in other securities and they provide funds to transfer system. Another entity is technology providers and internet providers. Internet service provider, that is ISP, is a company that provides the internet access to the consumer and business. Internet is provided through the variety of channels, like including cable, DSL, fiber optics, dial-up, wireless, with most IPS offering all options. Most large telecommunication companies, such as mobile and cable companies, are ISPs, that is internet service providers. These internet service providers makes it possible for their customers to surf the web shop, online conduct the business, and connect the family and the friends, all for the free, all for the fee. They are charging the fees. This ISPs, internet service providers, also provides other services including email services, domain registration, web hosting, browser packages, etc., etc. The internet service providers provide their customers with access to the internet. It may be plain access providers just to handle the traffic between the individuals and the internet as a whole. But there may be other services bundled in the depending on the customer's location and availability. Some of these services include email services, web hosting, domain registration, browser and software packages also. Now finally, in this chapter, we are going to discuss about the recent trend in investment management. There are four important trends currently in the market that have changed the contemporary investment environment. This is, first one is a globalization, second one is a securitization, third one is a financial engineering, and fourth one is a information and the computer network. These four are currently very active in the investment environment. Let us see one by one how they impact on the investment management. In globalization, what happens? There is an increasingly efficient communication technology and disseminating the regulatory constraints that have been encouraged the globalization in recent years. US investors commonly can participate in foreign investment opportunities in several ways. And these ways are, number one, purchase foreign securities using American Depository Receipt, that is ADR, which are domestically traded security that represent the claim to share of foreign stocks. Second, purchase foreign securities that are offered in dollars. Third, buy the mutual funds that invest internationally. And fourth, buy the derivative securities with payoff that depends upon prices in foreign security market. Second one is securitization. Let us go a little bit back. In 1970, the mortgage pass through the securities were introduced by the government of National Mortgage Association, GNMA, or Ginnie Mae. These security agreements aggregates the individual home mortgage into relatively homogeneous pool. It is the same pool. And each pool act as a back of GNMA pass-through securities, which is received prorated shares of all the principal and interest payment made on underlying mortgage pool. For example, the pool might be total, say, $100 million of 8%. And period is a 30 years conventional mortgage. So $100 million at 8% rate of interest, 30 years mortgage is done. Banks that originated the mortgage deal continue to service them for 30 years. And for every year they are receiving the fee. But they no longer own the mortgage investment. They will not own. They will service. They pass the cash flow from underlying mortgages through GNMA security holders. Now, third one is the financial engineering. Financial engineering is the use of mathematical model and computer-based trading technology to synthesize new financial products. Financial engineering often involves unbundling of the securities, breaking up, allocating to the cash flow from one security to create several new securities, or bundling, combining more than one security into composite security. Such a creative engineering of new investment products allows person to design securities with custom tailored risk attributes according to their own sweet will. Fourth one is a computer network. The internet and the other advance in computers, networking have transformed many sectors of the economy, and few more are so than the financial sector. We can see few important innovations. Online trading, online information dissemination, and automated trade crossing. Online trading connects a customers directly to brokerage firms. Online brokerage firm can process the trades more cheaply and therefore can change the lower commission. In USA, the average commission for the online trade is below $20 as compared to more than $100 at full service brokers. The internet has also allowed a vast amount of information made cheap and widely applicable, widely available to all the public. Individual investor today can obtain the data, investment tools, and even analyst reports that just a decade ago would have been available only to the professionals. But due to invention in this technology, right, electronic communication network allows the direct trading among the investors and have exploited in recent years. These networks allow the members to post buy or sell orders and to have those orders automatically matched up, crossed with the orders and other traders in the system without benefit of an intermediary such as security dealer. So, friends, with this, we completed our introduction to the investment management chapter 1. Thank you very much.